This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello dear friends, good morning, such a beautiful, beautiful morning. Do I need to make makeup? I think I'm pretty good. Uh-oh, something get into it. Anyway, it's weekend, so maybe I will not do a makeup. I was thinking of a makeup so that I will do some video. We are old friends, people who watch my video, who watch my makeup video already know that it's not about makeup because I am not good at makeup. I cannot show anything new. It's just a time for you to fall asleep because it's so boring. And what is the color? Okay, so maybe I will not do a makeup. I was thinking use this time to do a blah blah blah. Let me just go ahead and do it. We go ahead to the blah, blah, blah. So first, the reason of me wanting to do a makeup, and I was stuck in internet browsing around, and it's been half an hour, 1 hour. I feel guilty. And so I decide maybe I need to take a change to make a makeup so that at least I prepare myself for making further video and things. As I see in myself, it takes courage not to even bother. It takes courage to accept yourself. So I am not doing anything further than this, just some lips. Otherwise, it looks too dull, no color, with a little bit of color contrast. It makes a little bit brighten up. So I received one friend asking me about an advice or blah 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 about how to get over it, how to get move around. There are other things, but I want to emphasize on this video. I want to dedicate this time on how to get away from browsing internet. And it's first, feeling guilty is okay, but do not feel to the degree that diminishing yourself and you only depress yourself and only feel bad of of yourself and cannot move on. First, accept we are all human. And the internet is designed by some of the brilliant mind in the world. They used the Ivy College, the psychology, the technology. They use some of the smartest brain, the most brightest brain. They employ the best thing to make something good, to make a bad best thing. But we are not using it the right way. So it is a curse. It could be the best thing, but we are using it. We are abusing it. Same as anything, wine could be good. And if you overuse it, abuse it, you know the result. Medicine, painkiller, it was for the good living of ourselves, for a more comfortable life. But if you are using it wrong, same as internet, you can get information, you can get a lot of resources. But if you overuse it, if you abuse it, that is a problem. It's not the problem of the internet. It's not the problem of technology. They are doing a favor to us. We are using it wrong. And same as anything, when it is money involved, then it becomes all kinds. So the very original internet was designed to provide information, to share knowledge, to share information, to improve our life. Then there are people find, oh, I can post something, and if I use people's time, the more, as much as possible, I am making more money. I am making people less smart, so that I can make more money, right? That is the wrong use of it. And that is the benefit of some smart, but morally not so good. Things, business, or people, just understand. Our life, we can control. If we use it rightly, if we use it smartly, if we use it with the right amount of control, we can take our life under our control. The internet, they have designed it. The YouTube, the social media, the TikTok, Instagram, they made it so that you see one, then the next picture is there, the next video is there. It's all connected. You cannot stop. They are smarter people than us. The people who designed it are smarter than us. They have spent their life, they have spent many people's, the best college, the best AI, the best technology, the best psychology studied us, find it. The only thing we can do, I can do, is use it and understand their strategy. And not to be trapped inside that. So last night I spent a lot of time. The night before I spent a lot of time. Anyway, my life is, I can feel that I am trapped in not only yourself, not only myself. We all have this. Now maybe we all together can take this time to reflect and think about a way to get out of it, such as making a video, such as this video will trap you another 30 minutes, 20 minutes of your life. When you finish this video, you will feel so sorry for 30 minutes of your life. I am sorry for that. But this moment of time is really I talk to myself to get myself clear. You may benefit from it. You may get trapped into it, into this video. It is your decision. I am with my heart talking to you. And so do a makeup. If we are always in the same states, our body is in the static states. Our mind will be the same as our body, as our status, to become a status state. Get up, go have a cup of water, and do a makeup. Do something different and distract ourselves from this. We cannot distract ourselves from something fun and interesting with something boring, right? But we can distract ourselves from something more interesting, more rewarding, more fulfilling than something already interesting. Internet is interesting. But have a cup of tea, have your most favorite coffee, or have some snack, maybe more rewarding, maybe more tempting, or do a makeup, maybe more attempting. Find something more interesting than those things. And also, with time we get into that, you have two feelings or even more. I have two feelings. First, I feel bored. Gosh, there is no end of information you dig into. Sometimes interesting, sometimes boring. Our brain have this up, down. But as time goes on, you get tired of it. And the most important, you feel guilty. You feel, why do I waste my life? What I am doing with my life, I can do something better, I can do something different. So let the self-conscious voice speak louder and by doing something different. Another thing I do is that I find in summertime, in my break time, I usually get myself trapped into doing things without schedule, without frame, because I do not have pressure. I need to have a physical thing. I need to have a physical deadline. I need to have something that is real, that is very real. Motivation is unreal. A lot of time, motivation for me is unreal. It's very much fluctuate depending on my mood. I am in a happy mood. I am in a motivated mood. I listen to motivation. I feel motivated. But when I am not in that motivated mood, I cannot find motivation. And that is the time I drag down. But if there is something that is real, that is concrete, that is I must do, I need to do, in the middle of browsing internet and things, I can keep on doing it or doing something, not only browsing internet, anything that you, or playing game or scribbling, doodling. If I have a doctor appointment for my annual health check, the other day I have my eye check, I need to go there. So I went there, right? There is a deadline 2 o'clock you arrive there, so you have to prepare yourself at 1:30, and you have to get out at 1:45, and that is a deadline. Put something that is absolutely you cannot change. Your doctor appointment, your dentist appointment, your annual health check, and your car repair, and social security, all those administrative things, there is no compromise. Like it or not, that will help you move out. Start to do it. Give yourself some of these must-do things. Another thing is my get into trouble. Okay, I have one friend asking why I turn on and off. It's the ventilation. Sometimes the ventilation start to make ventilation, make a lot of noise by itself. Maybe because I'm too hot now. But usually it becomes too sensitive or becomes a little bit dizzy by itself. So I need to turn it off. I do not turn it on. It's automatically, it just suddenly it had lost its mind, turn it on. So I put it to turn it off. Do I explain? Okay, so have something. And those disruptions in the middle of the day will help you also. In the middle of the day, when you cook, you suddenly found, oh, milk is running out. I need to go to buy milk to make yogurt. Or I need to buy salt or soya sauce or cilantro or cream to make tacos. Or you have to have something that you need to do. Do not buy too many things at one time. One of the tricks I do, so that I can go shopping every day, every other day. It's not far away. It makes me some movement. If you have a lot of scheduled things to do, you do not need to do this. Those professionals, those successful people, accomplished people, they have a lot of things to do, so they do not go shopping every day. They buy one time, they order food delivery. But we are ordinary people. We can still live an ordinary life, that all these daily things can get us into movement. Another thing is troubles. Your car get bumped by another car when you pull back from, so you need to call insurance, you need to do that. At one time, you hate it, you dislike it, you are worried about it. But just think about the other side of it. It makes into solving problem mood. Uh-oh, problem comes again. So we solve it whenever there is a problem. We solve it. Do not let it hang around. You can call the next day for your insurance. You can call 2 days later, but you will not allow yourself to call 1 month later. Then the case is closed. So make a decision that when there is a problem, solve it. And sometimes my car key lost. Sometimes you have your iPhone cell phone screen break, so that you go to you break with iFix. So you go to shop, call insurance, talk to companies. I think my life is not boring. One of the reasons is I get into trouble all the time. And my husband, one time, a lot of time, I was thinking, oh, he is so unlucky he married me because I have troubles all the time. Until one day, I suddenly I suddenly thought another way. And the other day he was traveling, and whenever travel, I think he must be afraid to pick up the phone. Yeah, the baby cried, the baby got a broken hand or something. Anyway, the other day I made a phone call to him, and we discussed, and I said, my phone screen is broken. And you know what he said? He said, uh-oh, the car problem is solved. Now it's the phone. So he get problem all the day. And usually he helped me to solve it. So on the one hand, I am a clumsy person. On the other hand, I provide the problem, not say it problem, I provide the dynamic for the family. So I make things happen. I make solving problem possible. Just to think about it. I make solving problem possible because I can produce problems. So do not worry about it. And the other time when my phone broke, so I made a decision, I make a phone call, and I solve it. I need to go to different places. I went to Apple Store, I went to my service provider, and I went to the shop and called the insurance and everything, call from France, call from China, not China, call from France, call from California, and finally solve the problem. It takes some time, but that dynamic, really, just by some movement, it makes life not static. Not still, not dead. There is problem, solve problem. And another thing is my Etsy shop. So I made some cards. Show you. One more. Okay, the others are in the other place. You can see the production of this cars in a video, dedicated video. Okay, so the problem is that I used to sell a set of bookmarks, something like it. One is blue, one is orange-like, and the brush, stamping. Each one is stamped. So I just received an order for a set of two. I sell them set of two for $10. I ship them and with free shipping. So that I just, for these kind of things, get myself into movement. So I sold a card and then it sold out. I only have the blue one and I am running out of the orange one. So I need to make new productions. And so that I will not be delayed for the shipping. So last night I start to make this. And as I made this, I made more of this. I made much more, something like 5 or 6 sets of all this. So another thing, you can find this on my Etsy shop, and not only this, but also some calligraphy bookmark. I'm sorry. Okay, now I found it. So these are calligraphy bookmarks. And this was what I have done last night. So last night I have done some more new things. So there is a problem. I am selling out. I need to make new productions. So always make something, give yourself a chance to produce something new, something different. And I made this into, if I sell this, maybe I can sell this, but I feel this is kind of cheating, only this without further work. You have seen the making of this card. I put Chinese calligraphy on it, on top of it. It's in the other place, not here. Not here. Okay, I write Chinese calligraphy on this background paper. All these under the link of the description of this video so that you can find it. And also, that is a way to support me to get myself busy to do something instead of browsing internet, looking around. And also, just by doing these cards, I start to get to get into the rhythm of doing things. These are relatively the same. There is not much new creation, but you will start to. It's very much like industrial production. You start to do, and you do repetitively doing the same thing, and you start to find a new way of doing things, and you start to make mistake, you start to produce something different, a variation, that slow evolution. Just by doing it right here, right now, looking at it, I am thinking one large petal, one small petal, one large petal, one small petal, so that I can change the brush size to make different. And this one, I can also do something, the fan brush with a long brush with different kind of pattern. So by not doing things, by thinking, you are sinking yourself into depression. You are sinking yourself into a dead silence, into no movement. Your hand can help you, not your brain. A lot of time, our brain does not help us. Our hand helps us. Of course, a lot of time, our hand does not help us. When we fight, our hand does not help us. It's our brain to think about a strategy that can help us. Anyway, what I am talking here and now is about using your hand. When you are in a status stage, you need to think about something, you need to do something with your hand, with your body to bring up the dynamic. Do I make any sense? And now I am totally in the mood. It's bright sunshine outside. I made this video because so that I can go out to do video to get myself into a movement. And I think I am achieving that. Thank you very, very much. I love you. I really do. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Just one more thing. I am going outside to tell the story of this plate, a story of cat. There was a cat, a beautiful cat. There is no not beautiful cat. Cat are always beautiful. No choice. No choice. You cannot make another story. Yes. There was a beautiful cat. And in a very poor countryside, there was an old lady feeding the cat with a beautiful, exquisite, crackled glaze plate. This crackled glaze plate was 500 years. 500 years from Song Dynasty, south of China, many years ago. And it's a new technology at that time. Now it's the most cherished glazing technology. And that particular dish was thousands, millions, hundreds, millions, billions of dollars because it's antique, because it's a rare thing. And the old lady with white hair feed the cat with this dish. It's in the countryside, poor countryside, and people visiting. And the old lady had a little shop to sell coffee, to sell water or something, to sell tea something. And people sit down, have a cup of tea, to pay 2 cents, to pay 10 cents, very cheap, to buy a cup of tea and then move on, get along with their life. And every time when the visitors, many visitors, come to see, they see that beautiful cat eating in this little dish. So the visitor, disruption. So the visitor asked, "Dear nice white-haired old lady, can you be so kind to give me this beautiful cat because it is so beautiful. I love that cat." The old lady said, "Yes, this is my most cherished, but I do sell cats. So you can buy my cat." This old lady was a cat seller also, has a lot of cats. Each time she brought out one cat to sell. And the visitor said, "You know the intention why the visitor buy this cat." He said, "You know, this cat is so beautiful. And this cat, I think he only eats from this beautiful dish. How about I pay a little bit extra for the plate so that your cat will eat always from the same plate?" The old lady said, "This plate has helped me sell hundreds of cats. I know what you mean. You have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. I love you. I really do. Do, 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 do. Do."